You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party.
Labor had their Lower North Island Regional Conference over the weekend, where leader Chris Hipkins spoke to what kind of opposition he wanted the party to be. It came ahead of Scrutiny Week in Parliament. Scrutiny Week is a chance for the opposition to analyse the budget line by line with a fine-tooth comb and raise any questions or concerns in front of a more than usual public eye. I spoke about what kind of opposition Labor had become and what we have learnt in Scrutiny Week for our weekly catch-up with Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone. Over the weekend, the Leader of the Opposition said Labor needs to be a very effective opposition. What does this look like?
I think it looks like what we've seen over the course of the last few days, actually, holding the government to account during Scrutiny Week, interrogating their every decision, pulling out the finer detail, which quite often the government is very quick to forget or to present to the public. And also engaging on the ground with our communities, with our stakeholders. That's what we can do well in opposition. We've got the time to do that. We need to be out there listening, meeting with people, gathering their ideas. And then at some point comes the time where we present our ideas to the country with a hope that they will elect us at the next election.
Things that were mentioned at the Labor Party conference were filling in the government's gaps on things like tax cuts and cancer drugs. But what sets Labor's vision apart from Nationals?
Well, our vision has always been for an inclusive, fairer, prosperous Aotearoa. Right now, in terms of our policy, well, when it's too early in the election cycle for us to present that. And we're working hard at holding the government to account. It is important. You know, so many people elected this government on the promise of $250 a fortnight for tax cuts. Well, very few families got that. So many New Zealanders supported this government because they thought they were going to get one of 13 new cancer drugs that the government promised before the election. And now we don't know whether we're going to get that. So this is an important job, part of the job in opposition as well, holding the government to account for things that they say that they would do when they don't do them.
And can you talk a bit about what you have been up to for Scrutiny Week this week?
Yeah, sure. So I had, I think, 10 out of the 11 social services hearings yesterday I sat in on. Some of the big ones, social development, Oranga Tamariki, associate housing, who has responsibility for social housing and emergency housing. Also, another big one, the Faikaha, with regards to the Ministry for Disabled People. So lots of important kaupapa and lots of important questions asked of those ministers.
Can you talk a little bit more about areas of the budget you have raised concerns on this week?
Yeah, well, lots of areas where there have been cuts, where there has been deprioritisation of things that we think the government should be prioritising. One of many areas that I was able to hit up this week was around the government's decision to continue with the minimum wage exemption, which sees about 900 disabled people across the country get paid sometimes as low as $2 an hour. I really disliked the minister's representation of what Labor's policy was, because we actually had planned on subsidising those employers so they could pay the minimum wage to these workers. Now the government's saving themselves over $11 million a year by not providing that subsidy to those employers so that those disabled people can get paid the minimum wage, which flies against, you know, our obligations to the UN Convention and basically just something that is right. And so hitting the minister up about a misrepresentation of that policy and her decision to get rid of it has been really important.
You have to ask why, right? What was the minister's reasoning for doing this?
The minister keeps saying publicly that these people deserve to have jobs and she doesn't want to see them out of a job. What she conveniently does not mention is that the policy entailed the government providing a subsidy to the employers to support them to actually pay those workers the minimum wage. So the brunt of the cost was actually going to be held by the government as opposed to those employers. And work needed to be undertaken to ensure that the employers or the business was still sustainable and that those people could work. But no one ever had the intention of seeing the 900 people that are currently receiving the minimum wage exemption out of work. And so her deliberate attempt to leave out the detail constantly was something that I was able to hit her up about yesterday.
Could not subsidising the wages keep members of disabled communities locked into poverty?
Well, it's just everyone deserves to work with dignity. And we have a group of New Zealanders here who are disabled, who are receiving, the only New Zealanders who are receiving less than the minimum wage. And so, you know, it's the lack of dignity in work and also our obligation to make sure that there is no group cohort, you know, no people in this country that are treated less than anyone else. And we understand the constraints on some of those businesses, which is why we proposed the subsidy to support the businesses to pay these workers the right amount of money. And so we are highly disappointed that the minister and the government have done this turnaround and have removed the policy that Labor introduced.
I will just note, they're not the only New Zealanders who can be paid less than minimum wage. 16 and 17-year-olds can also be paid a starting out wage, so maybe that needs to be looked into as well.
This is true, actually, Caden. This is true.
But this week, Scrutiny Week also had a rule change. Has it been more effective than previous years?
Well, this is the first time that we've had Scrutiny Week. I think in some ways it was very useful. I think that there's some things that could be tweaked. We had one minister, for instance, his name is Tama Pōtaka, who basically refused to follow the rules and answer the questions. The day before, Chris Bishop had said that a particular part of the housing portfolio was Tama Pōtaka's responsibility. Tama came in and said, nah, not my responsibility, it's Chris Bishop's. You know, that was disappointing because that was our opportunity to scrutinise him, and he just would not answer the questions. On top of that, when he did answer questions, he filibustered and just spoke and spoke and spoke, which really impacted and impeded our ability to be able to scrutinise and interrogate the minister. So I do think we need to review it. I actually think that there needs to be some recourse where ministers are not following the rules with regards to the scrutiny sessions, because at the moment I don't believe there is. And so I think that could be something that could be looked at.
There's been some discussions that there was a lot, if not too much, political theatre this week. Would you agree with this?
Oh, there certainly was some political theatre. I would agree with that. But again, you know, a little bit of political theatre is fine as long as everyone is adhering to the intention of the process that's been set up. And I worry that there were some that certainly did not adhere to that. And so that's why I think that a follow-up needs to be, what is the measure that can be taken by the opposition in the event that the minister refuses to adhere to the kaupapa of what Scrutiny Week is about and the rules that ensue?
That was Labor Deputy Leader Kamal Sipaloni on shaping Labor's opposition and Scrutiny Week in Parliament.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.